Good morning. All the other kids were at the first service. Were you guys sleeping?
Yeah,
me too. I just woke up. So at the beginning of the service, I told everybody what day this is. Do you remember what
day after Pentecost?
Kind of. It's the second Sunday of Pentecost. That's true, but it's a very special day.
It's the day before 22nd.
It is Trinity Sunday.
What is Trinity?
It's a triangle. Good. Three parts. Great. Good. Wonderful construct. There you go. Yeah, a lot of times that's how we talk about God.
Or Mother, Son, Holy Spirit.
Or?
Person, Son, Holy Spirit.
Fair enough. Got anything?
God.
Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Yeah. All kinds of different ways.
Daughter, Holy Spirit.
Whatever you want to use. That's fine. Okay? We can get creative about it. But we tend to think of that as one way we think about God, but not the only. There's lots of ways that we think about God. The whole Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Trinity thing as the way that we think about God. Way. We also think about God as presence, energy, forgiveness, love. As a matter of fact, it's really weird. We talk about this thing called the body of Christ, which is all of you, right? Wow! Lots of ways to think about God. Spirit is just one of them, and it's a helpful one. But I think about that, and you ever notice we're weird Lutherans, right? You ever notice that sometimes, you did it a little while ago, it's a yeah. And in a lot of traditions, it is done this way, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So Luther, a long time ago, old Martin Luther, he's an old guy, said, you know, every morning we should swing our feet out of our bed, make the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, so that we remember to whom we belong. He said, you know what, no matter what else happens in the rest of the day, the one thing that they can't ever take away from me is that I belong to God. So even if a teacher gives me an F on my exam, or my mom makes me clean up my room for the second time, or even worse, made me practice that awful violin, any of those things, none of those things can take away what God has given you. And this is one. And then one way that we do that, in the same way that the Trinity is just one way that we think about God. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this Trinity that calls us together in Jesus Christ so that we can remember always to whom we belong. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.